And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Christmas Eve. Thrilled to have in the studio with us. Quint Studer has agreed to hang out with me for the next hour or so. So if you've got a question for Quint, 850-437-1620. But it looks like I have a caller on the line, so let's see who's on the phone. Good morning. This is Pep Talk.
Hey, is Meg there?
Well, this is Meg. Who is this?
Hey, Meg, this is a guy named Vinny. I listen to you from time to time. You pep me up, so hi.
Hi, Vinny. It's great to hear from you this Christmas Eve.
Yeah, we're having fun. And I'm pretty sure everybody else there in Pecola is having a fun time as well. But I want to let you know I'm going to the North Pole.
You are. You're on one of your travels again. I remember you, Vinny, from a long time ago. I think I remember you being at Yankee Stadium one time. You love to travel. Is this the same Vinny?
Yeah, it's that same one there, yeah.
So you're going to the North Pole?
Yeah, I got a big flamethrower.
A flamethrower?
Well, I got to get through the snow, you know. See, I've done a lot.
Vinny.
I've done a lot of educating myself to the North Pole there. I watch a couple of movies, and that just adds to my intense competition. I got to be the first to get there.
Oh, okay. So you're trying to be the first to the North Pole, or are you trying to get up to Santa's workshop?
Yeah, I'm trying to go there, too. And if I can find a North Pole, I can work on it. I can get into that workshop. Yeah, I have some fun.
Oh.
With them little fellas, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I got the big flamethrower because, you know, the North Pole is buried under all that snow.
Well.
So if I can cut through some of that snow with the flamethrower I got, this thing will knock down two or three houses in a matter of seconds. I'm telling you, it's awesome.
Vinny, you know, you got to be careful with those kind of things. You could get hurt.
Well, as long as it don't backfire, I'll be fine.
When are you planning on leaving?
I'll be leaving tomorrow. See, what I'm going to do is catch him when he gets in.
Yeah.
From Santa Claus. I mean, when Santa Claus gets back from delivering all the goodies to all the little children of the world, suckers, they will, he'll be the first one I'll be looking for. I'll get him dragging out of the garage.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you got to be careful around the sleigh and the reindeer and stuff with that flamethrower. It could get dangerous.
Well, yeah, but I'll be watching out about around Rudolph there with the red nose.
Yeah.
I don't know how bright it is. It might be blinding me. I don't tell them what I'll fire up on.
Okay. Well, Vinny, I sure appreciate you calling this morning. I understand that you
I just want...
Go ahead.
Go what?
No, go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know that I was going to be heading in that direction, and you got any messages since I'll be heading north? You got any friends up there you need me to drop anything off with? I'm faster than First Fridays and stuff around here now.
Okay, well, you know, we have a friend that's a Santa's head elf up there. He's pretty busy today. I don't know if he's going to like having any visitors or not.
Who's that?
The head elf. Santa's head elf.
Oh, yeah, I remember him. Hey, that guy, you got to watch out around him. He's mean.
Vinny.
Wait a minute. Someone's
Vinny.
On the call. Hang on a second.
You said your name is Vinny. Vinny, I'm the head elf. I'm the head elf.
Oh, you know, good gracious. I heard you were me. Hey, glad to meet you.
Yeah, I remember you all right. I don't think this is such a good idea. So,
yeah,
this flamethrower idea
is not a good one.
And the garage, I've already alerted the security.
Oh, my goodness.
And we'll be on the watch for you.
Yeah.
We're very concerned about you.
I don't doubt that at all. And apparently it's a true fact that you're a little on the mean side, aren't you?
Well, we got to protect our interests, you know.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
We've got security that has your face, your camera. We got you from last year.
Oh,
all right, we're watching for
boy.
You. And we can recognize a face from 100 miles.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You know, I've been to the dermatologist a couple of times since then. It ain't going to match.
We got security you're not aware of, Vinny.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
all right.
I think you need to be careful about your flamethrower, especially if it backfires, which would be just a horrible tragedy.
Oh, boy.
Sounds like.
Yeah, I can see it now.
Okay. All right.
Hey, I got to go there, folks. The toast is burning.
Okay, go get that toast. Bye, Denny. And Merry Christmas.
All right. See you later. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, good luck.
All right, so we got the head elf here. What's your first name, head elf?
That's also a matter of high security.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I should have known. How are things on the north? You must be busy right now. Has Santa already
it's
left?
Going great, you know. And I see a guy like that, I get a little worried. But, I mean, everybody else is great.
Yeah? So are you getting everything wrapped up and on the sleigh?
And... Yeah. Everything is on time. Everything's going to be great. In fact, Santa was just downtown, you know.
He was?
In Pensacola.
He was?
At the parade.
That's right.
And
That's right.
And he was very happy to be here.
Okay.
And always looks forward to it.
Now, I have a question for you. Do you have access to the naughty and nice list?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I have a really good friend in
this
the studio
This is why my
with
name
me.
Cannot be announced.
I see. Well, I have a good friend in the studio. His name is Quint Studer.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to find out if his Quint, is he on the naughty or on the nice list?
Let me... right there at the top. There it is at the and the nice list.
Ah, okay. Not on the naughty, huh?
No, not this year.
Not this year.
We moved him over a few years ago. Turns out.
That's good. Well, I'm afraid to ask about myself because I don't know. I've had a little bit of both this year. You know.
I noticed that.
Oh, dear.
But you're all right now.
I am? Yeah. Am I going to get a good Christmas?
Well, you get points for having me on the show.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm going to remember that. Listen, I know you're busy, so I'm not going to keep you, but I sure appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks.
And I sure appreciate my friend Vinny calling
Watch
in.
Watch out for Vinny. I'm very worried about Vinny.
Oh, he's pretty harmless.
He's very dangerous.
No, he's pretty harmless.
Really?
Trust me, yeah. He's all talk. He's all talk.
He gets Yankee Stadium confused with the North Pole, so maybe we don't have to worry about that.
That's right,
I'm going to notify the security over there as well.
All right.
In the Bronx.
All right, buddy. Well, go help that big guy.
I will. Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, mate.
Okay.